Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. All right. Welcome, everybody. So tonight, one of our favorite subjects, the masculine is in chaos. And, of course, that's an outpicturing as well. So it is a time of chaos for the masculine on the planet. And how do we assist the masculine to integrate its divine feminine counterpart both within and without? It's time for the feminine to heal their anger at the masculine and reach out to them. It's what we came to do, heal our anger at God and the masculine, and the time is now. And in order for both the masculine and feminine to heal and integrate their counterpart, it must happen for peace on the planet. So tonight we're going to have a good discussion about this and a channeling from our wonderful team. And for any of you who are wishing to send in questions for the team, simply email them to veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E, no H. Veronica, you always make that sound so simple.
I know, but the computer's so unforgiving that way, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a long name.
Yeah, Veronica Entwistle, like, oh, yeah, I take up space. You know, Jackie, I've got a technical problem tonight, so there are several people that sent in questions, and something's wrong with my computer, so it goes to 4/21/2011, and then there's only two from May, and they aren't questions. So anybody who would like to ask the team a question, please resend your question to me or send a fresh one.
What happened to them, Veronica?
Well, all of a sudden, I don't have any emails before after April 2011.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, everybody. So if you're listening to the show, please resend your questions. Like right now?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I think it's magic. I think I'm getting a message somehow, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, in that
we've lost our memory, maybe that's
in the future, let's have people send their questions in to both of us, if they can, to Jackie at ET Healing. Okay, well, you can send them to both addresses.
Seth Bobby found it on my, I don't know if this, Bob's trying to find it on my cell phone, but in any case, we'll have to just get people to send it in again.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Scorpio full moon. Oh, last Saturday.
Woo!
Last Saturday night, it was a humdinger.
Was it ever?
And, oh, geez, Rock, I didn't send you the notes either. I'm sorry. I had interruption after interruption tonight.
They would have been gone by now anyway.
Yes. Okay. So, Darling Deb at Love Dog Design, there was just one paragraph that she sent out that I held on to for dear life. And it said, Scorpio would not be stopped from revealing what is hidden. It helps you face feelings you've been shoving back inside, sometimes for lifetimes. It brings your shame and your fear into the room and sits them down right next to you. You can ignore them, shove them aside, sequester them in the basement once again, or you can face these wise teachers, notice the behavior patterns which they're red flagging for you, and begin the deep work of releasing yourself from ancient survival techniques which no longer serve your ride through time. Thank you, Deb. I don't know if you're listening, but God bless you. So for all of you, that full moon hit, and honest and truly, I thought I was good. All day Saturday, I had my hair done. I was like, oh my gosh. I assume it hit you the same way.
Yes, I was kind of ditzy, but I found a lot of clients. Like one of my older clients ended up in emergency because she couldn't stop her heart from going wild, and that sort of thing went on. People not knowing what to do with themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also saw a lot of people go into, I agree with what you're saying, into crises.
Oh, boy.
One way or another. And certainly, it did bring up a lot of shadow stuff. It still is, by the way. The influences, this was the biggest full moon of the year, and the influence of this full moon did not go away.
Well, anything that's going to hang on the horizon with such gusto, I guess, isn't going to disappear in a second.
At any rate, God bless you all for making it through. I don't think we're done with the influences yet. I know. I'm not. So,
well, I think it's been, for me, raising huge questions, like everything I'm doing, value, everything.
A lot of personal value and a lot of shame has come up for people, things that we've been in denial about. And I found it very, very, very interesting because I'm getting my buttons pushed right now by different things, and I'm just finding, you know, I always think I'm so in control. Excuse me. Not necessarily.
Isn't that what we're learning we're not? Isn't that what this whole big full moon is about?
I believe you're correct, Veronica.
Scorpio is known for that, Miss Jackie.
Right, and being a Scorpio, I absolutely acknowledge that. I'm also seeing a lot of my own vulnerability, which I'm finding really fascinating. Mm-hmm. God knows I don't show that a lot. So let's talk about the chaos of the masculine and how it's showing up and how it's being reflected in our world. And certainly nobody missed this on the news. Both President Obama and Biden, Vice President Biden, came out pro-same-sex marriages. And not only is this groundbreaking for our country, but it's groundbreaking for the world. And it's groundbreaking for the masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to stir up more. I'm telling you, this will be the central issue in this presidential election. And
isn't that amazing?
Also, you know, with religion, which I found there were so many things, you know, from different religious factions on last night about it. It was just absolutely amazing. And my son was over, so I don't normally watch the news, but he made certain that I did last night. This is really about the blending of sexuality and the end of prejudice against what has been perceived as the feminine masculine and the masculine feminine. Okay, because we're talking about same-sex marriages, both women marrying women and men marrying men. And so, again, we get into this feminine masculine that's been gay men, for any of you that may not realize this, most gay men carry more feminine energy than most women. And I know many lesbian women who are the masculine side of the couple that I consider them to carry in many ways a lot more masculine energy than men. So, and I don't mean that as a criticism. I'm just fascinated by it. I've also been seeing many men going through amazing changes as they come to terms with a deeper longing within themselves. And the question is always, what are they searching for? And this is really kind of integration with the divine feminine. And the problem is that if the feminine in their personal experience is unable to embrace their divine feminine, is still carrying anger at the masculine, they're left kind of vacant and confused. So where do they go to experience this integration? If the woman in their life, be it mother, partner, wife, whatever, has not healed, then they really are confused and kind of left wanting because they're unable to get the integration that they're looking for. They've got whoever that object, female, I hate to say object, but it is, if they're still angry at the masculine, you can't integrate from that. And so many women have come into this lifetime with a desire to amplify the anger at the masculine through experiences of abuse and abandonment at the hands of the masculine. And they were determined before coming onto the planet that through the necessity for their own healing, they'd be ready to greet the masculine as the masculine was ready to embrace the healed feminine. Oops, we're having a little bit of difficulty with timelines here. And we're getting there. But unfortunately, this hasn't happened in many cases because so many women are still going through their own healing process and their anger at men and God. But I'm seeing, and I'm finding this to be incredibly fascinating, that for, and I work with a lot of women, and women who are involved with very powerful men. And I'm seeing that whether it happens through a crisis, which I've seen happen with the wife, we had one client who developed cancer, and this is not an old woman, this is a young woman, and her husband's very powerful in the world, and very powerful in the world, and it really took him through massive, massive changes. By going through those changes of dealing with the potential loss of his wife, it opened up his business. And I watched this unfold because he went to a whole different frequency. Things that were immovable in business all of a sudden started to flow. And I went, wow, talk about a shift. Talk about a shift. And so I could see that, you know, men are manifestors. They run that masculine energy, abundance, and manifestation. But without that spark of the feminine, of the compassionate, of the understanding, what I'm seeing right now is that things are pigeonholing, are getting locked up, blocked up in the flow of abundance out there without having that other piece. Certainly, Ronnie, you've run into people I know. How many women do we know? And as the great volunteers that they are, came onto the planet in a big way to deal with the healing of the masculine.
Mm.
There are men that are either reaching out or ready to experience this integration, and not all women are able to reach out their hand and heart to them to bring them into the love and embracing of the divine feminine. And so we're, you know, as the clock is ticking in 2012, I kind of see, you know, do you remember those things that you'd see kind of at amusement parks where the horses were on these little lines and the horses would kind of lurch forth, you know, you'd bet. Bet on
yes,
the horses,
yes,
and they were
yes.
mechanical, huh?
I sure do remember that.
Yeah, and that's kind of what this looks like to me, is I see one horse lurches forward, and the other one kind of boom, 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 mooches forward. I just see this as happening right now as we're kind of coming into the home stretch. And unfortunately on this planet, men have never been taught to own their feminine. They were always taught to deny it. Don't cry. Don't be a sissy. What are you, gay? You know, these are the typical, you know, questions to boys, you know, mm-hmm. as they grew up. You know, go fight it out. Don't let anybody pick on you, you know. What I'm also fascinated by is that many of the younger men on the planet have already come in with the more of an integrated masculine and feminine. And as we see them in relationship right now, they share chores and responsibilities with their mates, including the raising of children. And it's absolutely beautiful. You know, we have this kind of whole new group of people coming in, okay, that have already done it because they run a different frequency. And I, you know, it makes me giggle because I know they look at adults on the planet and think, you know, have you really not got it figured out? And they're not looking to their parents as examples. They're perfectly happy to go with what they believe is the new way of having relationships. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yes, I have. I was just thinking how interesting it is that my dad always did a lot of the household chores. And he's 91, so that's kind of interesting to me.
That's very, very, very interesting. My daughter had a husband who was also like that, and he did a lot of work around the house and cooking and taking care of the kids. But that, I would not say that that's the norm, especially for your father who's 91, God bless him.
Yeah.
but, you know, is it possible that your mom ran more of the masculine energy and he ran more of the feminine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the masculine really is in chaos right now as it swirls through so many changes. And the feminine's been in chaos for quite a while. I mean, all the way back to fighting for the vote, burning of the bras, claiming independence in the workplace and equal pay. But that chaos is competitive. And it's not that it wasn't necessary to gain ground in recognition of equal rights. But now comes the balancing on the planet and the balancing of the masculine feminine. I mean, you know, women have gained ground, even though they still talk about, you know, the glass ceiling and so on. But hopefully women don't feel that they need to compete with men anymore.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. So the team has really been showing me the way it's going to be beautiful and embracing. We aren't there yet. God. But our recognition and understanding of it will definitely help to get us there and our intentions for that. Because when I look out in the world, the out-picturing of this, and we're seeing it in the financial markets, which tend to be masculine, in a very big way, and they're in chaos. Oh, dear Lord, are they ever. And it really, really, really is time for the feminine to heal their anger at God and men, because the clock is really ticking.
That's interesting. You said that abundance is of the masculine.
It
nature. Is.
Is
that right?
Mm. Yes, your relationship with money is tied to your relationship with your dad.
Mm.
Always. And men, the masculine is manifestation.
Hmm.
Okay? So your relationship with your dad is a very key factor in terms of creating abundance. Hmm. Lazarus has some great tapes for those of you that have ever been on the Lazarus website. It's L-A-Z, like zebra, ARIS.com. And there are some, if you put in abundance, there's some wonderful downloads and, you know, cassette tapes and CDs on abundance and the masculine. This is old material, but I have to tell you, it's really core material. And the men, you know, and I'm seeing this, they really are waiting to be embraced by women who have healed their anger and their competition. I keep looking out at there, and I work with, you know, some such interesting people. I always feel so blessed. And as I'm seeing this big transition going on, really a big transition, where the feminine is finally softening, the masculine is softening, they're coming together more in that, not that men are turning into wimps, you know, and I know I have men listening to this that are going, I'm not going to be a wimp. It's not about being a wimp. It really isn't. It is about embracing more of your own personal feminine. That split that took place, usually when you were very, very young, where the decision was made, you're a boy, you will not act like a girl, you will not be like a girl, you're different, you go play with dolls, little Mary, and you go over here and play with trucks and guns. And we were separated out so completely as children. Did you experience that, Veronica?
You'll have to rephrase it because I just realized the questions came in and I got sidetracked here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
that's
the questions
right.
came in. That's a good thing.
Okay, good. All right.
So I'm
not going to go too long here. My point was about how we were split very young and taught that little girls play with dolls and play mommy and little boys go over here and play with guns and trucks and, you know, cowboys and Indians.
Oh, boy, was that ever true, hey?
And, I mean, we were separated out at a very young age. very young age. And my son is gay. He wanted a buggy and babies. You know, I should have gotten it then. And he's still that way.
That's so interesting, isn't it? So these babies know. They know right off the bat.
Oh, they absolutely know. So many of you have spoken about finding your mates. People refer to this as soulmates. But it certainly has been a constant in people's intentions. And I'm sure you get it too, Veronica. And,
oh, yeah.
And they think that they'll attract this person, even if they're unwilling to love themselves. And whether it's a man or a woman, they'll show up to love the flawed. Until they show up to love the flawed parts of themselves, they're not going to attract what it is they truly desire. You cannot attract to you someone who's going to give to you what you are unwilling to give yourself.
And that's the lesson we didn't get when we were young.
Oh, God, nobody bothered to teach us that.
But what did they know when you think about it, hey?
They didn't. The integration must come to each of us, embracing of our masculine and our feminine, all of us, to enable us to attract and create that in our own experience. It's an outward manifestation of our inward integration. I was so wordy tonight. And it's not going to be perfect, everybody, because we aren't perfect. But as long as we're angry or critical of the masculine or feminine, okay, we're going to be unable to integrate the same and definitely unable to attract it into our lives other than the angry and flawed version that we still hold the anger and resentment towards. When we do put down our swords and our frying pans and open our hearts to our counterparts, okay? More than just a man or a woman, but the internal counterpart of our very soul. As we're able to do this, we contribute to peace on the planet. And we know that what is happening on the planet is an outpicturing of what's going on within us.
Oh, Lord.
Well, hey, that's the way it works. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Earth. You know, we've been fooling ourselves for a long time here. Oops.
Someday my prince will come.
Or princess.
Yeah. I'm just quoting the mythical base here.
Yes, I know. All right, I'm going to go into channel here so we can address questions. People, if you have any, you're welcome to send them in. The team loves to do questions. All right, we're here. Masculine, feminine, wonderful subject. All right, you have questions for us, Veronica?
Yes, there's a wonderful, this is just a short little writing, I'll read it to you. This woman says that she's been told by another channel team that I carry a rage that causes my skin to erupt in eczema rashes. I've been given visualizing exercises that involve deleting experiences and accompanying rage that I've denied since childhood. I also envision the chakra colors one by one flowing through the four bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and energetic, with the thought that what is needed will either be taken from them or released to them in order to achieve balance. So she'd like to know from you, do you have anything to add to this? Is she making progress? She very much wants to integrate her multidimensional parts into a cohesive whole and live at a higher octave. I think it's good. Skin's pretty important, eh?
Well, we think it's a wonderful question. And we tend to get right down to the core.
Good.
And this is from a lady. Could you give us a name? Just a first name.
Kimberly.
All right. All right, Kimberly. All right, what we'd like you to do is really look. And we're certain that you, these are lovely prophecies that you've been given, and we certainly agree with doing them. But as spiritual beings, and please understand this, so many of you are resistant at getting to the core emotions, getting to the anger. The true anger. Now, Kimberly, you could say to us, well, Tim, I don't have any anger. I love everyone. Well, the higher aspect of you absolutely does. There is no question about that. But we encourage all of you to get incredibly honest about where you do carry anger. Now, if you can't access it personally, then we recommend you do some work meditatively with your child and adolescent. And get very, very, very honest with yourself first. And when you meet with your child and adolescent, you may need to do it a couple of times in meditation. Really listen to them. What are they angry about? Now, the channel just did a nice presentation about anger at the masculine and anger at God. What she said was true. So many of you came in with the intention of experiencing this in a very big way. Some of you took it on through your lineage. Some of you took it on and look at, Kimberly, you know, what nationality were your parents, all right? Did they experience or their relatives experience a lot of oppression, prejudice, injustice? Was mom suppressed and repressed or grandma? You can carry it from there as well. But most of all, look at yourself. Really examine your own life, dear. And all the things that have really upset you. That, and again, we want to say this to you. Please understand, people. Always going to the highest level is lovely. But it can be a trap because you don't express the true emotions that you have. Oh, no, I transcended that. I understand both sides. I'm fine with it. And there's a certain part of you that is, but there's a certain part of you that's not because you never express the anger. And when you're talking about eczema, this is big. Big anger. And we
I was covered with it when I was little.
All right. We encourage you. We're not surprised that you were, Veronica.
Interesting.
All right. When you look at your own little life and how you came in, it felt misplaced within the family structure. In a place you didn't belong. In a place you didn't belong. Now, as a star being, which brings up a very good point, some of you came in and absolutely looked around at your parents and thought, who are these people? What am I doing here? And I want to go home. This is insanity. These people are mean. They don't have a clue who I am. Also, Kimberly, please examine the possibility that you may be an abductee. We have seen this happen with people. And the way that you would know if you've not listened to the shows on abductions, okay, well, a couple of things, is fear of the dark. Now, again, with some of these generalizations, people get upset. Well, everybody has a fear. No, not necessarily. We're talking as a child. Fear of the closet. Fear of a window. For some children, massive fear of the closet. For others, fear of the window. Nightmares, recurring nightmares. These experiences can be, not all, can be and can create the type of emotion that can create eczema. Can. If you carry Jewish lineage, we've seen this as well. Because the Jewish people... What?
Jewish lineage?
Jewish lineage. Hmm. The Jewish people experienced tremendous prejudice on the planet. And torture, not only during World War II, during the Holocaust, but in other places as well, and other times. Also, look at that. But search yourself, dear, for the places that you may be holding anger and rage and be in denial about. And when we say denial, going to these very high levels is, oh, I understand. Mom didn't know any better, or Dad didn't know any better, or my brother didn't know any better. Well, those mean girls at school didn't know any better. And I forgave them. And that's beautiful. But did you deal with the rage? Did you deal with the rage? We just told somebody the other day, go get a stuffed animal. And one of those ruffle bats, duffle bats, whatever they're called, the soft ones, and just beat the holy crap out of it.
Wow.
All right? Don't be afraid to get to your anger. Because it's showing up in the largest organ in your body, skin. We hope this has been helpful. We love and honor you, dear, for all the work that you're doing to transmute this. But sometimes we have to take all of you right down to the core. If you're still unable to access it, all right, then you may want to call the channel to do something like a power retrieval to see if it's sitting in lineage. Unless you think perhaps as a star being you came in and you were just plain angry. But then again, get to the anger. It's all right. We're giving you permission. Get to the anger. It doesn't make you less spiritual. It makes you more evolved to recognize it and deal with it. Feel it. Express it. Get it out. All right, Veronica, you've got another question.
Well, here's another question that's really interesting. This fellow writes, do gay and lesbian people have any extra advantage in this integration? That's a good question. It seems that they have a natural balance of both masculine and feminine energies. Not always, but generally. My experience seems to be this. Being one, a man, I've always felt very balanced in the feminine energies. Also, most men who are gay that I meet seem to share this.
All right, this is an excellent question, and here's our answer. We would say that most gay men are very balanced in the feminine, but not necessarily very balanced in the masculine. primarily because they're not as loved and accepted in the masculine. And a lot of this has to do with how your family responded when you came to speak to them about who and what you are. Now, you took this. Please understand. You took hints and clues early on from parents. And you all knew this is what we call the dark laws of a family. Not necessarily spoken, but implied. And these dark laws can include that being gay is not all right. And if that's the message you were getting over and over when you were young, with this deep internal knowing or suspicion that in fact you were gay, that can make it difficult. But relationship with the masculine, and we want to say this to you as a gay man, and we love your question and your statement. For many of you, dipping into the masculine right now can be very difficult because of the amount of chaos that the masculine is going through. More difficult to anchor into the masculine, easier and safer to anchor in through the feminine. Why? Well, for one reason, women love gay men. Everybody wants one as a friend. If you ask our channel, everyone should have one as a child. Now, and you're seeing it on your television set. All right? How much fun a gay man is. But how you've experienced it in terms of acceptance by the masculine can create a challenge for you. So even though you may feel balanced because you have male equipment, look at this, I'm male. I dress like a male, but I'm very balanced. And we would say to you, more than being balanced, this was mentioned earlier, gay men tend to carry, in most cases, more feminine energy than most women. Certainly, their feminine sensitivities are heightened because they love the feminine. They relate to it. Doesn't mean you have a term called flaming or whatever. We're not talking about that. How we have talked with and many men who were very balanced masculine feminine. But we would say in most cases it is that they have a very healthy relationship with father, and the dark laws of their family are not so strict, didn't come in so judgmental when they were young. Even though not spoken, implied that if you were gay, you weren't okay. If you were gay, you were flawed. If you were gay, there was something wrong with you. That's a big issue. Very big issue.
Do a lot of gay men have the anger against the male? That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a good question, Veronica. And we wouldn't say so much anger against men at all. We would say they're highly sensitive to not being accepted or being judged. All right? A gay man can walk into a room and he can feel right away when a man is critical of him. And part of it comes from the fact that men have difficulty, from a physical perspective, understanding male-to-male relationships. As many women have difficulty understanding female-to-female relationships. They understand the friendship side. They understand the shared responsibilities, but the sexual side may not be comfortable for them. For men, it's amplified. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Now, and we say this to all gay men out there, we thank you, actually, for coming in, and to lesbian and women, for all of you for coming in to carry, in a way, a different frequency. A different frequency. A lot of gay men came in to anchor more feminine energy onto the planet. And they have their own soul learning as well. But because gay men tend to carry amplified feminine, and we won't, you may not like this, but, you know, for every gay man, it's equivalent to about 2.5 women, all right, in terms of this wonderful feminine energy, because they are not inhibited. They're not hung up. They're very expressive.
Well, it's funny because they come in to be more to amplify the feminine, if you will, and so many women who want to make it on the planet really move toward the masculine. We've had to do that, haven't we?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's what the channel was talking about earlier. That, in fact, all right, women became competitive with men. Where gay men don't come in and become competitive with women or with men. They don't need to. They're having too damn much fun. Because they don't carry the hang-ups, you see. They're uninhibited. They're expressive. And they relish, they have fun with the expression of the feminine. Which goes to what you were saying. Any other questions, dear?
Yes, there's another one from, I guess I can say her name since we often speak of Squirrel.
Oh, dear Squirrel.
Yeah, she's saying, she has a two-part question. If we're here to heal anger at the masculine, why would any female choose to be in an intimate relationship with a man knowing full well it could be a collective trap? I mean, seriously, why do it?
Let's take one part of the question at a time.
Okay.
All right, Squirrel. You need to get out your pencil and paper, all right? And look at the belief that you just shared in the question. If you have a belief that it's a collective trap, that's a belief you need to change, all right? Or you will continue to attract people who are members of, which we think is very humorous, this collective trap. And if we were to poll all the people listening to the show tonight, and we do love you, Squirrel, so we would just say a collective trap. It's not like there's a whole group standing above Earth going, okay, let's mess them up here. All right. We're part of the monitors of the collective. Let's create a collective trap to trap these women. There really is no such thing unless you believe it. And then you will be seduced into the belief that you hold around a collective trap. And knowing you as we do, Squirrel, your question will be, but I've experienced it and I didn't have the belief. And we would say, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And here where we would go with you, all right, is all the way back to Dad. And your perceptions of masculine on the planet. And anger at God. And now, we excuse ourselves for being direct with our dear squirrel because we love her so much. But we have to argue the collective trap. All right. Next part of the question.
And the younger men on the planet, that's a little bit longer, the younger men on the planet now who may have a more integrated masculine-feminine energy are really not that interested in a woman or man who is 20 years his senior and a path cutter. What am I saying? I'm saying we've healed much of the collective beliefs about the masculine-feminine energies, no matter the sexual orientation. However, the relationships are not readily available based on the age gap. So we have moved ourselves out of the possibility of an intimate relationship because we live on a planet that is structured in linear time that is based in a physical aging process that prohibits us from connecting with a soul or energy that truly resonates with us because of an age difference.
All right. Cool. That's good enough. Squirrel. Okay. All right. Turn to page 2. All right. And look at your belief about aging and age differences between male and female. We're going to say this to all of you because as time goes on, you're going to find that age is going to be almost irrelevant in terms of relationships. For many of you ladies, you're going to see that the younger men have far more in common with you than many of the older men, although they are coming around. And we are seeing this all the time. Now, we understand we're making a blanket statement here, but this is as we look at your planet. Not all, but again, we are reading collective energy, and certainly we read the energy of the people that we work with. So, and all of you are very powerful souls. All right, page 3 on your beliefs. Aging. Many of you are going to find, out of the blue, that people are going to show up in your lives that may really surprise you, and we encourage you not to discourage the opportunity because you have formulated beliefs that potentially can be very rigid. Again, we said potentially could be very rigid. We spoke with someone today who is in a lovely relationship. She is 17 years the senior. Now, she was going to have surgery on her abdomen to tighten it or fix it or whatever she was going to do to make it, to her, more attractive. And she canceled the surgery because she decided she was doing it for the wrong reason. She will revisit it now, but she decided to love the body she had. And she will revisit it, coming to it with a much higher level of choice and preference. Not from a competitive perspective, but out of love for herself. Now, this is a big one. Now, these two put together a website and are doing things, and it's just taking off like crazy. They've been together for a while. And what we would say, we know others, what we would say is this. Don't worry about the age. And the less focus you put on it, the easier it's going to be. And we can hear you squirrels saying, but people ask. All right. Now, we know you, so we know how beautiful you are, and you certainly do not look your age at all. And whether you look your age or don't look your age, what we're seeing is soul energies connecting. Because your contracts, many of you, your contracts are coming to a close the old contracts that involved a lot of learning, a lot of growth, a lot of trial, a lot of tribulation, and a lot of collective agendas that you came in to shift and make way. This is not time to give up hope, and it is time, especially right now, to change the three beliefs that came through in your questions tonight, which we love you for. We thank you so much, Squirrel, because whenever you do submit a question, it's always very juicy. All right. We appreciate that. Now, last week the title was about magic and miracles and surprise. And we can tell you that there are a lot of these floating around right now, waiting for you. And many of you we know have been through some very difficult times, waiting for you to open up and be willing. Without that little belief that still runs, oh sure, I'm going to get trapped again. Sure, as soon as I trust this, I'm going to get hurt. Oh, sure, believe in it again, and, you know, there it all falls apart. That's not the way to attract in. It takes a certain vulnerability. This is one of the reasons that you experienced this incredible full moon. And it came in perfect timing for you to look at the things that have kept you from being able to be vulnerable, whatever they may be. And for each one of you, they may be totally different. Love is in the air, people. More than you know, we're hearing it every day. It's waiting. It's part of a larger dynamic. The dynamic that was spoken about tonight, about the masculine and feminine. And it's not only about anger at God. Some of you are angry about being a woman. It's not we have Jenna is a friend is angry that she has to pee sitting down. She just thinks it's totally unfair. Those lucky men, they get to pee standing up. Now, although that's very humorous, it's also very telling. So, look at any of these places where you may feel that being a woman on the planet is not easy, that men have it easy, that they've taken advantage. Any of those beliefs are getting in your way. What we do know about all of you, all of you, desire to be known and to be loved. To be known and to be loved. This is a calling of your very soul to connect at a very deep level. And some of you have really been out there trying. Some of you got a little jaded. We understand. We do understand. But this is the time to be courageous, to brush yourself off, and to open to an incredible timing on the planet. With your hand reaching out, male or female, to each other, willing to help each other integrate, whether it becomes an intimate, lasting relationship or not. Hopefully it will, even if it's just a friendship. But let your intention come from that place. A place of healing. A place of integration. Knowing that it will be reflected on your planet. All right, Veronica, do you have other questions? We don't know what time it is.
I don't think we have enough time for any more questions. I'll just remind people that my show on Tuesday night, Paradigm Shifters, this time is presenting Ragini Michaels, who's a long-term Osho, you know, Rajneesh student, also a hypnotherapist and a healer, has just written her second book, and this one's called Unflappable, and they're meditative and spiritual techniques for being able to be centered in any kind of chaos right now. And she is a woman I studied hypnotherapy with 17 years earlier.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we kind of hooked up again, so that's kind of fun. That's at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then 7 o'clock Thursday we'll be back with people on Radiance by Design. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, how much time do we have, Veronica?
We have about a minute and a half. Minute.
All right. So we would very much like to work with all of you tonight, if you are willing. For some, the visits will be a little longer than others. This is not because you're more favored. Please understand that. But some people say, well, I just don't remember a visit. Well, that doesn't mean you didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless you're sitting on the edge of your bed with little toothpicks, which sometimes that prevents a visit, please call us in. It's not enough to go to bed and just wait like we're Santa Claus. We ask that you call us in and work with you on opening your heart and your vulnerability and your trust. And your trust that this is a time that you can come forward and that you can forgive. Masculine or the feminine or both. And believe that whatever you do from here can have unbelievable impact on your planet and in your life. Know that we love each and every one of you, and you, Veronica, as well. We thank you all so much for your questions and your comments. We think they're wonderful, and we enjoy answering them and talking about them. We thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we look forward to connecting with you in some way during the dream time. If you prefer not, don't call us in. We won't be offended. Our total, complete, unconditional love to each and every one of you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.